Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Here's a real brain surgeon. This is one of life's more intelligent people. This is a guy in Massachusetts, I guess, who was accused of beating another father to death at a youth hockey game. He's been charged with manslaughter. Middlesex County Attorney Martha Coakley said on Sunday that they've obtained a complaint and an arrest warrant for Thomas Junta of Reading and the death of 40-year-old Michael Costin. Basically, they got into an argument at their kid's hockey game, and one guy beat the other guy to death. And sports parents, soccer moms, soccer dads, baseball moms, baseball dads, been going on for so long that I remember when I played Little League, we had parents that were nuts. Well, that's when I was in Little League. We had parents that were getting into your face and jumping onto the field and screaming at the umpire and all kinds of things. And we wanted to talk to a parent about this. Bobby Dooley is with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She has three sons, two of whom play soccer in the Western Estates Homeowners Association Soccer League. I don't know that the... Now, is this a league, Bobby, that what are they, gated communities?
Right. So really what it is you're right, they are all gated communities that play against each other. Western Estates has a youth soccer program. Our team is called the Lions, and we play in the Southern California Division I League. So,
well, what are the other teams?
The other teams are gated communities. Deer Creek, Spring Valley, Plantation Heights, Chaparral Estates, and Desert Vista Homes are all in our within the same division.
And so that is the hockey or the soccer, excuse me, league that your boys play in?
Yeah, Seth and Dylan play in that. They're the two oldest boys. And they have played in that for the last 3 years. It's a lot of fun.
And these are just, when you say just gated communities.
Right. Well, we feel that because Knockwood, we're a little bit better off than other people, that perhaps our boys are more athletically skilled than other kids because children of privilege, Phil, do tend to have better food, better conditioning, better schools. And so we didn't think it was fair for children who live in gated communities where their parents make in excess of, say, $800,000 or $900,000 a year. We didn't think it was fair for those children to compete against other children whose parents make less money and perhaps they don't eat as well and perhaps they aren't as good, they aren't as developed physically, for instance. They are perhaps a little bit weaker mentally because they don't have the same blood sugar ratios. And so we felt it was only fair for wealthy children or children who whose parents are wealthy to compete against each other. And that's when we hit on the idea of our Southern California Division I League, of the various gated communities that are in our area.
And so you're saying that all of the kids that play in this league, their parents are well off?
Yes, I'd say that we're upper middle to upper class families, and we live in gated communities. We have community centers, private pools, as well as community pools.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know why I got off on that. I found that interesting.
Well, it is interesting, Phil, and my husband really believes, you know, I heard what you were saying about the man.
Do you want to comment on that directly?
No, I really don't want to comment on this man's death other than to say I think it was terrible, Phil. But having said that, there is a proviso. My husband really feels that it was bad what happened to that man. And we both feel really, really bad about it. And we think that it's wrong when you take violence to the extreme, and we feel bad. But all three of my sons have been in Western Estates youth soccer. We compete really, really a lot, and we really, really compete hard. Where our team is called the Western Estates Lions. And I'm going to tell you something. We give as good as we get, Phil. My husband believes that we give...
All right, you say you give as good as you get. What is it?
Well, what that means, my husband believes that if another soccer parent is telling you to shut up or calm down or it's just a game...
I love these parents talking, it's just a game.
Yeah, that's my husband, Steve.
Oh, is Steve there?
Yes, he is. And really, Steve was just saying that when these parents say it's just a game... we cheer really, really hard, and we have a cheer that goes for the Western States Lions. Should I do it, Steve?
Yeah, you got to do it.
Okay. Crush them. Crush them. Crush them down. Go, 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 go. Okay? And that's really what we do. And so, you know.
That we do that every game.
We do it every game. And
okay, so you're really enthusiastic parents, and you really care about your kids winning.
That's right. And what we find, Phil, and what we're encountering more and more, are a lot of parents who want you to be quiet. They want you to calm down.
Real touchy-feely parents, Phil. You know, they're all touchy-feely.
Yeah, they're really touchy-feely. And calm down, and, you know, don't be a bad example to the children. And, you know, I have to say to them, Phil, why don't you mind your own beeswax? And I tell them to mind their own beeswax. And if they don't, then, yeah, I'll get right up in their face. And
okay, well, Bobby, you're a mother of three sons. You have two playing soccer. You've got a beautiful home. I take it that Steve makes a nice nickel. Why do you want to get up into somebody's face? See, this is the whole thing about soccer parents and all of this stuff.
So, Phil, I'll tell you something. Because we support our children, and I'm a mother. And you never, ever, the most dangerous thing in nature, Steve, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the most dangerous thing in nature is a mother.
The most dangerous thing in nature is a mother. I'm a mother. If you try to do anything with my little bear cubs, with my children, I'm dangerous. I can be dangerous because I'm a mother. Okay? So.
Okay, so you're meaning what? If somebody cheers.
If you cheer against my son, if you say, crush, crush, crush the lions instead of crush down Deer Creek, crush down Desert Vista Homes, now I'm angry. Now bad things are going to happen.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley. She is a soccer mother from Western Estates Homeowners Association. She believes that you got to support your team. You're not in favor of people getting into fights.
No, I'm not in favor of fights, but I am in favor of defending, and that means if you got to get up into somebody's face.
Getting up into somebody's face is what I want to ask you about. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. If you're parents of kids who are in soccer or Little League or football or any of this stuff, we just had a guy beat another man to death at a youth hockey game.
And so please don't align me with that kind of behavior.
No, I'm not doing that, but you are, you know, you're on our program because you understand that kind of thinking, right?
I don't agree with manslaughter, but I do understand.
You understand a guy killing another guy?
No. What I'm saying is I understand the mentality, because we support the Western Estates Lions soccer team. And, you know, I really think, Phil, if they get up into your face, you push them just on the shoulder. You know,
okay, so now you're talking about physical violence. We just had a guy on last hour who was...
No, Phil, I'm not talking about physical violence.
He's not talking about violence, just push him on the shoulder.
Would you tell your husband to either get on the phone or to be quiet, please?
I'm sorry?
Would you tell your husband to either get on the phone or to be quiet?
No, we're not talking about violence. Just push him on the shoulder.
Did you hear what I said?
He wants you to be quiet.
What?
He wants you to be quiet. Phil, we're not talking about violence. You just push them on the shoulder and go, mind your own beeswax. I'm a mother. I'm a mother, and I'm the most dangerous thing in nature. And to be a dangerous thing in nature, I don't even want to talk about it. That's how dangerous I can be. Right.
Well, what if the kids see this behavior? What if the kids see you up there in the stands pushing people and shoving people?
That they know that their parents support them. And they know that the children are learning that they're standing up for themselves and they're not backing down. And we think that that is a valuable lesson.
Even to get into a fight?
I didn't say a fight.
Well, when you say pushing, it sounds darn close to a fight. 1-800-449-8686. Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Let's have a comment. The lady that we just listened to, it seems like she's really out of touch to me with the kids in general. Mm-hmm. You know, I know kids that are mm-hmm. you know, from almost poverty-stricken mm-hmm. people that mm-hmm. they're surely not as equipped as mm-hmm. the new shoes mm-hmm. and, you know, the equipment. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. as for physical ability, mm-hmm. oh, come on now.
Well, you have to admit that children that come from wealthy homes are better fed. They're higher nutrition. And so our players tend to be really good. They're really, really good.
Well, you know, that's all good and everything, but mm-hmm. because somebody doesn't make, mm-hmm. you know, $100 million a year or whatever.
Well, no, but I'm just saying,
these children are not eating right. We come
from gated communities. Plantation Heights and Chaparral Estates are two of the wealthiest communities in the San Fernando Valley. And so the children really eat good, you know, and...
They're really good players, and they're not minority kids, neither.
My husband said they're not minority, although I don't know what...
That doesn't make any difference.
That makes no difference whatsoever.
Right. Well, okay, but I'm saying...
What are you saying? There's no black kids up there?
No, there's a black family that lives down the street. Their son does not play soccer. He plays baseball. But we're just really, really proud of our kids.
Most of our kids that have come out of smaller communities around Gainesville and in Gainesville are now playing pro football. They come from ghetto, you know. These guys are playing pro basketball, pro football, and the girls. Let's
but imagine how much better they could be if they come from a home where they were better
fed. You can't get any better than an all-pro.
Think of how much better. Think of how much better they'd be.
Think of how much
they're doing fine.
Think of how much better they'd be if they were eating good food.
That my husband says, think of how much better they'd be if they weren't eating.
Well, just think about
ghetto
this.
Food.
These poor kids now have dietitians
but
they
it was
hire and pay $60,000 to $70,000 a year.
That's why
they
they're all
fine.
Pros. That's why they're all pros. But they were eating ghetto food for all those years.
Well,
and when you eat the ghetto food,
well, the ghetto food must
bad.
Have done something right for like Javon Kurse, this from our area. You know, Tennessee Titans All Star, come from a family that, you know, God bless.
Can,
that's
can
it.
You imagine how great he could almost
you're
probably
living in a dream world. This
no.
is today, every day. Both of your athletes come
food?
From poverty.
Does he eat ghetto food?
My husband wants to know, does he eat ghetto food?
I have no idea. Ask him. You know, I doubt he does now. I mean, you know, when you're making a couple mil a year, you're going to eat quiche for breakfast, for God's sakes. You know?
Well, I think that he's a great football player, but if he were not eating the bad food that he grew up with, he might be so wonderful now that they'd have to, you know, create
man,
a whole
why
new...
why is he not wonderful now? He is a superstar. He's a two-year rookie that came out of Gainesville, Florida, the University of Florida, on top of his game.
But
people were begging this guy to play early and drop out of school, but he finished.
He eats ribs.
My husband says if all you're eating are ribs, then you do not have the strength that it takes.
What do you mean if all you're eating is ribs? what does that mean?
We don't live in an Atkins diet in Florida, you know? Come on,
all right.
We eat a lot
all right,
of
sir, thank you for your call. I'm going to have to ask you a little bit there, Bobby, about what you're saying with regard to ghetto food. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is with us. She feels that being a vociferous, loud, and in-your-face soccer mom is a good thing, not a bad thing, and she thinks that parents that cheer, and yes, sometimes even get into a shoving match in the grandstands, they're actually supporting their kids. We're going to bring up an example of something that involved Ms. Dooley and her husband this past season, and she may not know that we have this information, but we'll get into it in just a moment on The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley, who is a mother, she lives at Western Estates in the San Fernando Valley, and she has two sons that play on the Western Estates Lions, their soccer team. They play against only other gated communities, as she puts it. And as long we've got the information here on this man who beat allegedly another father to death at a youth hockey game, she says as long as it doesn't turn violent, as that incident did, there's nothing wrong with parents having a good, healthy, aggressive attitude out there in the stands. I happen to know that you and your husband were involved in some fisticuffs.
Well, Phil, I don't know anything about your staff hasn't told me anything.
Well, we've got some information I'd like to ask you about here in a second. Here is Ocala on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I have a couple comments.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the little shove that she said is no big deal.
No,
that
it's
probably
not.
That murder that happened up in that district or whatever it was probably started with the shove. I mean, how does a violent fight start with, but does it just start all out? No, it starts with a shove.
No,
and
you know what?
It started with something like that. So for her to say that a shove is okay, you know, what kind of example is she being to her children?
Well, I'll tell you something. If you deliver the shove properly.
One second. I'm not done yet.
And
then also, you know, she's also saying that, basically, wealthier people are just better people than middle class, lower class people. They they can be just better people all around. And, you know, I just have to say, how much has Michael Jordan made in his career mm-hmm. compared to what they make? Mm-hmm. And he was a low to middle class, from mm-hmm. a low to middle class family. I mean, mm-hmm. he's out there. You're out in left field, lady. I'm sorry.
Well, let me take your point.
And children live by example, mm-hmm. and the example that you're providing
well,
is one, and that's what's
one
wrong with our
one.
Children today.
Let me take your comments one by one. First of all, I never said anything about Dick Butkus or the Chicago Bears, so you're
never,
wrong there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say anything.
You said a shove was okay. You were commenting on the woman who was dropped from an airplane, correct?
I don't have any idea what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, I want to take your comments one by one. First, you were talking
about...
I didn't say anything
about a woman dropped from an airplane.
Did she not mention the Cleveland Browns?
The Cleveland...
No,
did you talk about...
the wrong lady.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about then.
What are you talking about, the Cleveland Browns and a woman being dropped from an airplane?
Well, she said...
Wait a minute. Let's start all over again. What she's talking about is... First of all, you think your kids are better coming from a privileged background?
No. I think they are better taken care of.
But that allows
secondly,
them to be better
secondly,
athletes.
I don't know if you're a mother, but I'm a mother.
I am a mother.
And
too,
if somebody
you.
Tries to cheer against my children, watch out. Okay?
Well,
nobody
you know
cheers
what?
Against
my
That's
kids. That's what's wrong with today's
and,
children.
And I'll tell you something else.
What?
If you shove somebody properly, it will back them down. It'll back them down.
So,
if you shove them.
That is so far out there, lady.
Let me just give
you
an example.
You know, shoving provokes. If you're going to shove me, I'm going to shove you back.
No, wait a minute. That's a good example.
That's,
let
know,
me give you an example.
That's not an example that I should be
Here's
giving to my
Here's what I wanted
children,
to say.
So don't
if
provoke.
You, no, wait a minute. If you and I were standing face to face, and you said to me, would you keep it down, and I simply put my finger and I poked you in the chest with it.
Guess what? I have the police right after you.
Oh, no.
That is intolerable.
See what I mean, Phil?
You don't touch someone else.
Well, what she said, she...
You don't touch someone else. That's not...
No.
You have no right to touch anyone.
No, all I'm saying is shut up and mind your own beeswax, and I'd give you a good, firm poke in the chest with my finger, and you'd sit down and be quiet.
There's a freedom to speak.
You'd be really calm.
But you are not allowed to put one finger on my body.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it?
Well, you know what? That's what I'm trying
to
say. That's the problem with today. Your children are
talk
seeing that
it.
Example, and that's the problem.
Wait a
today.
Second. Are you talking? All right, I want to talk to you about the who is Gene Taylor?
Gene Taylor was a busybody who was cheering against the Western States Lions.
Okay. Did your husband Steve hold her arms back while you repeatedly slapped her?
You know something? I don't think I want to...
Did your husband, Steve, held her arms back while you repeatedly slapped her across the face?
No comment.
That's sad.
Why is that sad?
That's just the example you're
well,
being
you know
to your children.
And that gives you
it's
a
really
little
sad.
Taste. That gives you
As
a taste
mother,
of what
you're
you
a poor
expect.
Excuse for a mother,
it
ma'am.
It gives you a taste of what you can expect if you get in my face.
Well, that's
okay.
all I can say is
okay.
that's sad.
All right,
I
thank
sorry
you.
For you and your
well,
children.
I think it's really sad that you don't support your children.
Oh, I do.
I think it's very sad.
I do, thank you.
Well... Thank you.
But I can support them in
I
positive ways.
I cheer on
ways.
My Cubs.
Well, the Chicago Cubs? Or that?
My Lion Cubs. I think it's sad.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Holyoke on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
My name is Brian from Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling in regards to this Bobby woman you're talking to. I'm a new listener, so...
Mm-hmm.
This is all new to me, so I hope you'll have some patience.
So you've never listened to the radio before?
Yes, I've listened to the radio.
Oh, well, then what do you mean it's all new to you?
I've never called into a radio station.
To a radio station before? All right, you're doing fine, pal.
Well thank you very much. I appreciate
Bobby,
you.
My name is Bobby, and I live at Western Estates, and I love my sons very, very much.
I
okay?
have three... go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry.
So that's all I was saying.
Well, I have four sons of my own, three
mm-hmm.
of whom mm-hmm. currently play soccer now. I've
mm-hmm.
coached for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of appalled
mm-hmm.
that you would actually think that
mm-hmm.
children that come from
mm-hmm.
a higher class...
Our kids are better taken care of because,
well, how
one...
how do you figure that?
They have
how do you say
first
that
of all, they
kids
have
are
nannies
better taken
that speak
care
English.
Of.
Second of all, our kids eat more macaroni... They eat more than macaroni and cheese and KFC. And thirdly, each child has his own bed to sleep in. And they have a nanny who is there for them at all times. Laundry is done so they don't chafe.
All right, hold on. Thanks for your call. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I got to get back here to Bobby Dooley. She's a Western States Homeowners Association. She lives there. Anyway, her kids are on the soccer team. I want to get back to this incident between you and Jean Taylor. She has a son, Chad, who plays on the Lions. She was a mother who was on the same team as you, right?
Phil, Jean Taylor is a busybody. She kept telling me to be quiet.
Yeah, but hold on for a minute. The police report and witnesses say, and Ms. Taylor said, that the two of you were involved in a hair-pulling slap fight. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, they really love to make a big deal out of these things.
So there's two mothers in a grandstand pulling each other's hairs, and as you said, you were in a full-on bitch-slap festival. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did. What about it?
Do you think that's a good example to set?
Oh, Phil, please don't give me that. That is normal for all children's events. That is a normal occurrence at any given soccer match in America. You'll see a couple of mothers get into it. It's healthy. The children see that they support each other. We didn't kill anybody, Phil. Don't put me in the same class with that man in Massachusetts. I didn't kill anyone. Jean Taylor didn't kill anyone. We had a healthy disagreement.
You're sitting up there in the grandstands, swinging each other around by each other's hair, slapping and clawing.
That happens?
That happens, huh?
Yes. And
well, you know something?
Have you ever played soccer, Phil?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever played soccer?
No, I played football and baseball.
I know, but you've never played soccer.
No.
That is an absolutely normal occurrence at any American Youth Soccer Organization event. The bitch slap, the hair pulling, that's all a part of the fun. And the kids...
The fun? The cops had to come out for this thing.
Yes, they overreacted. And I'm telling you that there is a lot of that kind of thing that we really need to understand better.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Omaha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Bobby?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Could you please listen to me before you tell me uh-huh?
I'm here for you. I'm listening to what you're saying.
You know, you're all about winning. You're not teaching your kids anything.
Americans love a winner. Did you ever see the movie Patton?
I've seen the movie Patton 10 times.
Americans love a winner,
you know,
and
why
will not abide a loser.
That's why he wasn't in the Army anymore. He got asked to leave, remember?
He won a war. Hello.
It shows you to compete.
He won a war.
You
hello.
Need to show you, have okay. your kids learn how to compete,
God,
ma'am.
They used to grow them strong in Nebraska.
It's
I don't
not
know
just
what,
about winning, ma'am.
It's about winning.
I'm an official. That's why I'm in the Midwest.
Are
we
you a soccer?
Teach our kids the right way.
Are you a soccer official, sir, or football?
I'm all
or?
Kinds of officials for all kinds of sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you know as well as I do that
and
a lot of the
calls... I would have kicked you out of the stands first thing.
We got into a simple hair-pulling contest.
I would have made
nothing...
you leave right off the bat.
Oh, really? How are you going to do
I
that?
Or I would have made your team forfeit.
How are you going to do that?
I would have had you escorted off the field.
Escort
you know, you'll
me?
Probably be the one
you know,
that ends up giving your kids steroids, lady.
I'm a mother. You don't mess with a mother.
You'll probably end up giving your kids steroids, won't you?
Well, if it helps them win. America needs winners and not a lot of limp wrists out of Omaha or wherever you're from.
Segregation ended 10 years ago, ma'am. Figure it out. You and your little gated communities. Maybe we should ship you some ghetto food there.
You know something? Our children don't sleep on the floor.
Wake up, lady.
It's
2000.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. I don't think a lot of people...
See, Phil, this guy is a liberal trying to stop good competition. And the liberals, and Rush Lamba said on his show that, you know, that's the kind of thing...
Rush Lamba, huh?
Rush Limbaugh said on his show that that's the kind of thing that's murdering America in its infancy.
All right. Well, I love my country. I believe that we should play to win. I agree with all of those things, but not standing up in the stands, pulling another woman's hair and slapping her.
It's a normal occurrence.
A bitch slap festival, a normal occurrence at the soccer game.
Yes.
And you'd have other soccer moms to back you up.
Absolutely.
The other soccer moms will back them up because they're not wussies.
My husband says because they're not wussies.
San Marcos on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just want to make a statement to her. As far as I'm concerned, you're not a normal, healthy parent. You do not teach good sportsmanship, and I agree with the last caller. You should be escorted, and if not, have a restraining order against you.
A restraining order? You're not going to keep me
from
watching my children.
That would be the appropriate.
I am a mother. I'm a mother.
So am I, lady.
Okay, don't get between me and my cubs.
Really? Well,
yeah. You want to talk to me about
whatever.
You want to talk to me about it?
Sure, I do. Where do you want to meet?
Step up to the plate.
Huh? Wait a minute, ladies.
Open your gate, lady. I'll come take care of you.
Open my gate? You come on through my gate. Okay, you're so bad.
No, wait a minute, ladies.
No, she started it. Let's finish it.
No, I didn't. You started, and you are a promoter.
I get a handful of your hair, and I'm not going to let go.
And I would sue your butt, too.
I'm a what?
I'd sue you.
Sue me for what?
That's called assault. You have no right to lay hands on me.
What a pussy.
Will you quit calling each other names?
You know
Phil? Yes, ma'am.
Because she's going to sue me.
She must be a liberal because that's the way she fights.
You're the one who sues, okay?
Okay,
I'm a conservative.
Calling, and, you know, I think you're a total fraud. I don't believe you're from a gated community.
We live in a gated community. My bitch slap fest was nothing but good, clean, Republican-American fun.
You sound like
you're
from the ghetto, and you sound if you are from a gated community, then you're an elitist.
You're racial. You're being racial now, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Well, what have you got against the ghetto?
Pardon?
The ghetto?
Because you say how much better you are, but you're not. You are acting like an animal.
We don't feed our children Hawaiian punch, okay?
Oh.
God. Jesus.
Well, you need to see a psychologist.
Do you live near Lake
really
San Marcos?
I really feel sorry for your kids because it's not just what you feed them, it's what you teach them.
I think you're upset because the homes are devaluing in San Marcos.
Why are you getting personal with the lady's real estate?
Because I heard the homes are devaluing down
there. No, the homes have gone up a lot.
On the lake? We priced them down there. They aren't that good.
You are a liberal because you start name-calling.
You're a conservative because you don't believe in a good, clean bitch slap festival.
I have more class than you.
Come at me.
And I don't live in a gated community, and there's a lot of people out there that live all over the place. I wouldn't want to live with people like you,
honey. Whatever you can afford.
Anyways, thank you, Phil.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call, okay?
She can't afford it.
All right. I don't know why you want to get personal with these people, like their real estate value. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Tampa. Hello.
Phil.
Hi.
I'm scared. I mean, I hope people like that don't start moving into my family. I mean, my neighborhood, really and truly.
Well, Gomer, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't have to start calling the guy names, all right?
Well, listen to him. Why would I move to Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so is that what it is?
Phil? Obviously, the guy doesn't dig the fact that you're interrupting everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Here's San Jose on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Number one, I believe firmly this lady's not going to listen to anything I say. But
I'm listening to everything everyone's saying.
Being a mother who put three children through sports, baseball, football, and soccer, never once seen a bitch slapping contest. And I think the best thing that we can do for our children is to teach them how to compete and compete well. And
your best defense is if
your team wins.
I teach my boys to win, all right? None of this, we don't keep score.
But they're not going to win
carrying
on with this kind of behavior.
Yes. You know what we do every game? I love my sons, and I can tell you love your children, too. I go out there. I have a cooler full of sandwiches.
That's great. I think that's really great, and you're to be commended for that. What you're not to be commended for is going into these activities to where physical violence is coming out. I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, when I'm cheering really hard for the Western States Lions and Jean Taylor says to me, "Oh, will you hold it down, Bobby?" Now she's bit off a little more than she can chew.
The best thing you can do is ignore her. Best way for you to win any competition like that is for your team to win.
No, I can't ignore her because she just told me to shut up.
Then
that's
you're
what a
the child. The children aren't on the field. You're the child.
I have sandwiches.
Go, go, go.
Do you do that?
I don't now because my children are grown.
Oh, great. You don't sit up in the stands and go, go, go,
yes,
go.
Yes, we have, but I have never once gotten in another parent's face.
Well, she got into my face.
Nor has another parent gotten in my face because, number one, we respect one another.
We say, go, go, go,
go,
Lions.
And we respect our children. And
go,
obviously,
go, go.
You don't have any respect for
push
your children.
Back. We go push them back, push them back.
That you do not.
All right,
show
why don't you
respect.
Listen to the lady instead of doing all the cheers?
But that's what we do. Push him back, way back. Push him.
That's a football cheer, okay?
It
has to do with soccer.
Well,
it has to do with respect.
One irritating bitch plus one half bottle of Chardonnay, bitch slap festival.
Oh, that's nice. You're drinking at the game.
I see.
Nice.
So I can't have white wine.
I cannot believe this.
Wait a second. Are you telling me I'm not allowed white wine?
In a public field?
Ma'am, I'm not drinking beer like some of the ghetto people. I'm drinking a good white wine, a 95.
I listen to this program and I enjoy this program, but I think the best thing that we can do for this program is to turn off the radio right now. I feel sorry for your children. I feel sorry for the children on your
Wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. You're drinking white wine?
Yes. Yeah. We're not drinking malt liquor. White, good quality Napa or Sonoma whites. I love
this. This is just your 15 minutes of fame. That's what it is. You can't get on a millionaire because obviously you don't have the intelligence to push the buttons on the telephone to get
there.
Excuse
me, but I'm up for Survivor.
Oh.
And I bet you you're not. Are you? Are you?
I wouldn't even think about it.
No, you're not.
And do you see anybody on Survivor
bitch-slapping
one another?
You know something? You will. And I bet you put your application in on Big Brother, and now nobody's watching that show.
How do you feel
about that?
Oh, come on. Quit being childish. The whole thing.
Listen, Survivor's a quality show. All right, the black guy on that one team couldn't swim, but he could row. So there.
Oh, please.
Okay.
All right, this is...
Okay, this is what I'm saying to you. You know what? I'm turning off the radio right now because I'm not going to listen to you.
Quit talking to my wife that way.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
I'm not going to listen to you either, Steve. You don't have the huevos to get on the phone and talk to yourself.
1-800-449-8686.
And God bless your children.
I'm a mother. Don't mess with me.
He's going to be the only one to save
them. I'm a mother. Don't mess with me.
Goodbye.
1-800-PHIL-HENRY...
Goodbye.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Henry here, and it's Monday, and we're very happy to have rejoined you. It seems like we haven't been here for a long time, you know, because of the week we took in Mexico. We took a few days early part of last week for the 4th of July, and so I'm kind of getting into the swing of things. I can give you an update on what's going on around my house besides the dead snake. Looks like things are progressing very nicely there with the pool that we're attempting to put in the ground and pay for. But the greatest part about this whole process is I had the guy, my great and wonderful contractor, Scott Cohen, who came up to me about a week ago and said, I hear you've been talking bad about me on the air. No, I haven't. I'm just joking. He's a terrific, great, wonderful man, decent guy. And he's building me this barbecue counter. Huge. I got this 48-inch grill and this huge barbecue counter. This thing is a size, it's like the counter at Denny's or something. It's just enormous. It goes for miles. Wraps around everything and twirls and swirls and counter seats and deck space and counter space and doors. This is the big thing when you build a barbecue. Got to have doors for everything. Got to open up doors and close them. I got a double doors and a single door, and I got a refrigerator. He said I can cram all kinds of white wine in there, which, of course, we don't drink at our house. And I know many of you don't either. Thank God. White wine. Do you ever notice that when a guy gets pulled over by the cops, like a public personality, say a famous person that gets pulled over for juicing it, like they get pulled over and get breathalyzed, and the cop realizes they have some booze on their breath, they got it in their bloodstream, they always say the same thing. I had a couple of glasses of wine at dinner. And it's always the same crap, white wine. They stink of a Wisconsin brewery. They smell of a Kentucky sipping house. Like a wild turkey spill on the freeway, and it's always the same story. I had a couple of glasses of wine at dinner. There's something about famous people can't hold their wine, because they're all famous, they all had two glasses at dinner, and they're weaving down the freeway. So I guess they're famous and gay. Now, moving on, no. But the fact is, who drinks that swill? I won't let it in my house. I won't let white wine in my house, just on principle. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but who needs the grief? Who needs the heartache to have somebody pull that out of your refrigerator and go, Jesus, Henry, what happened to you? Who needs that heartache? You don't want your friend going in there to look for beers and he pulls out a bottle of white wine. You got to put up with that for the rest of your life. Might as well just keep those reds where you need them. Keep that Cabernet Sauvignon where you need it. Keep it close. Whatever you want, that Pinot Noir, that Petit Sirah, whatever that crap, that Merlot. But you don't put none of that white wine anywhere near your... Now, we got about three or four bottles at our house because I've got one of these wine cooler things. I don't know if you've ever seen them. It's a cool wine rack. Well, you don't cool red wine. You serve that generally out of a cellar that's room temperature. But the white, you got to chill down. So this thing, so my wife wanted to use it. So we went out and we bought about three bottles of white wine. We never drink it. It's been in there for over a year. It's probably turned by now. But the first person comes to my house and asks for a glass of white wine, instead of throwing them out, I think I'll give them a glass of that. I've just realized I'm changing my mind. I'm changing my point of view on this. They're getting vinegar, but they're getting it. And this Chardonnay thing, how did it go from Zin to Chardonnay? Remember when it was Zin? Are you old enough to remember that? I remember it was all, I'll just have a Zin. A what? A Zin. Now, when I was a kid coming up through the ranks, it was Annie Greensprings. Man, that stuff was kick ass. And how about that Boone's Farm? Boy, I mentioned Boone's Farm, and Taylor can taste it right now. He's got sensory memory of that stuff, not going down so much as coming up through his nose. Boone's Farm, and there was another thing that Gallo put out for a while called Pink Chablis. And I don't know about anybody out there who drank Pink Chablis as for instance, something to serve at dinner, or perhaps something to serve as an aperitif. But when I was drinking Pink Chablis, there was a big bong in the middle of the room and lots of Grateful Dead just pumping out of these big JBL speakers. That's when I remember Pink Chablis. It wasn't any dinner party. It was a jug of Pink Chablis that people were drinking straight out of the bottle and passing it around. We got done with that. Then you poured it into the water pipe, smoked whatever was in there, and then I had one of those friends, and we all have the one, he drank the wine out of the water pipe after everyone had smoked like 15 lids through this thing. Just that one nutty person, that friend of yours, who died by the time he was 30, you know the one I'm talking about. They found a guy in his car. We all had that one friend, tragically, I ain't making fun, but I had like two or three of them. Guys like that coming out of high school and college, and they're all dead. They're not a one of them alive. Because they were drunks, I guess. I don't know what the... Same guy that drank the beer out of his boot. That kind of guy, yeah. Hey, get me! And the next thing you know, it's just like, twirling radio car lights, reflecting off the apartment building that he couldn't get into because he fell asleep in his car, and you just see his feet dangling out of the window, and the coroner's there. And you're called down in the middle of the night to identify the body, and you go, yeah, sort of, that's sort of him. I don't recognize him without the wine-stained T-shirt, but I think that's him. That was my life. I don't mean to be maudlin. Am I getting very morose? That was my life for a period. Called out in the middle of the night, go down to the hospital. Do you know this man? Yes, I do. What's his name? Mort. Oh, I get it, for death. What's his name, really? His real name is Mort. Yeah, sure, Mort. Yeah. No, really, his name's Mort. Like in French for death? Yes, French for death. I knew a guy named Mort, and he was dead. When I said it to the guy going, yeah, that's funny, kid, so what's his real name? Mort. That's his name. And then there was that sangria. Do you remember sangria? You take some red wine, and you would put in cut-up slices of fruit, and you drink that for a while. And that passed as a fine wine. And then I remember I was too stupid to know, so Lancers passed as fine wine for a while. My girlfriend would say, what should we order? Lancers? I saw Orson Welles pushing it seems. Or Paul Masson. Something like that. Okay. It's Phil Henry Show.